Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit menstclinic.com. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at tmobile.com/across America.
Up to four lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. We're live from Rally House in Mansfield, already giving away one of these sweet World Series posters. We got a couple more to give away. Plus, you can enter the drawing for the silver-framed, limited to 5,000 Globe Life field picture, which is very, very cool. We talked about the Mavericks. I want to get back to the Mavericks, but I want to throw out a little bit more love for the Stars real quick. If we can, cut number three, please.
Toward the net, but blocked by Jamie Benn. Here's Wyatt Johnston, shorthanded. Johnston, in alone, on the breakaway, scores! The 12th shorthanded goal this year for the Dallas Stars. They lead it 1-0.
Now, Jason Robertson would also put a pair up on the board. Stars win 6-3. We talked about this before. Every 2 points matters. And guess what?
99, baby.
Colorado finally lost, which means now you are in control of the Central Division. I know this is a lot of numbers, so I apologize. Winnipeg, 72 games. Colorado, 72 games. Dallas, 73 games. So they played one more game than those two teams. But they're ahead of Winnipeg by 5 points and Colorado by 2 points. So Colorado needs to win just to draw even with the Stars. And we talked about this a little bit yesterday, perhaps the day before. At 99 points, that puts the Stars only behind the New York Rangers, who have 100 points for most points in the league.
If you first 100 wins, though, Kevin, that's the whole rule.
They're not going to get to 100 wins. And I know people are concerned about having the best record because of what happened to Boston and many other teams. But
so you intentionally lose at the end?
I would not. The Stars have a good track record when they take the President's Cup. They went to the Western Conference Finals the first time. The second time, they won the Stanley Cup Final.
Okay.
So that's pretty good.
Yeah, let's do it.
They're 100% at making the Western Conference Final, at least when they take home the Presidents. But another important win, they have won 5 in a row, and thankfully Colorado, I don't want to say they cooled off, but finally they took an L, so that helps the Stars out in terms of the dream scenario would be to win the Central, have Colorado, Winnipeg play each other. Ideally, I would like to see Winnipeg win that matchup, and then you can face them.
So in about a week, Kevin, actually next weekend-ish, is Astros series probably the most intense time for the Stars and Mavericks as the seasons start to close in for those guys.
WrestleMania.
Yeah, exactly. That's exactly what I was
Where's
thinking.
Where's it at?
Philadelphia.
Oh, are you going?
No.
You wuss.
Thanks, Mike.
Jabroni, right? It's a jabroni this year.
That's right.
So I'm really excited about that time of year.
Are you most excited about WrestleMania, do you think?
Yeah, dude, Ric Flair.
Yo, there's Alec.
The giant.
That's Alec's voice.
The Big Show. Sorry,
playing,
the Big Show.
Playing that. No, any event that Ric Flair's at, I'm not excited for.
Oh.
Oh, man.
He's a piece of trash. Now, let's go to cut number two if we can. Let's pivot from the Stars back to the Mavs. And if you want, maybe we can help you win a trip to Slovenia.
Oh. More than 5 minutes going by, third quarter. Extra pass. Washington rattles in the tray.
Now, a great win by the Mavericks on Tuesday. Do you want to go back to that game? Do you want to look a little bit ahead to Friday? Because one of the reasons I wanted to just throw out Friday's game super quick is you still trail the season series against the Kings 2-1. You have to win on Friday to even it up, and then it comes down to divisional win percentage. And so not only would you be ahead of them in the standings, you'd have a shot in the tiebreaker versus you lose on Friday, you're even up, and you're going to lose the tiebreaker. So Friday's still another big game, but you got to feel more comfortable if you're the Mavericks knowing, hey, we just beat the crap out of them, so
yeah,
we're on a momentum.
But you can't rest on that.
That is fair.
And that's where, like, I've been looking at this since last week at least. Maybe 2 weeks ago I started pointing out the Jazz and the Sacramento back-to-back, even though it wasn't like back-to-back nights, the way that it all set up. Like, this is your most important time of your schedule here.
For sure.
Because easy games, it should be against the Jazz, which they weren't. Like, they turned out to be wins, but it seemed like they were struggles for the first three quarters, and then the fourth turned out. But then you got the Kings where you can take that step up. And, hey, there's a possibility, too, that you can kind of maybe even get to another spot, as we've been discussing there. But, like, this whole stretch right here was something that I said hugely important for you to take advantage of, especially to put that in the mind of the Kings that they can't beat you. You know, you want that there too. So, hey, this game Friday night is something that I think is a good balance too, Mike, because as we talked about with the last one against the Jazz, they have so much time off between now and the next game, or this last game and the next game, that it gives them the time to recover. So that the Kings aren't sitting there going, hey, you know, they just whooped our ass last night, but we're going to get them back tonight. You know, and it gives the Mavs a chance to reboot in the city of Sacramento, which Mike said is basically like Frisco. They have like an Applebee's.
Yeah.
And they're like what else are they going to do? Yeah, what else are they going to do there but focus on the next game?
Go watch the AAA team play?
Yeah. So
they're not even playing yet.
Nobody's partying in Sacramento right now.
What are they supposed to do
there?
Yeah. I'm focused on, I just want to stay out of the play-in, but you can look at the way the Clippers have been struggling, some of the injury concerns that the Pelicans have, and you can legitimately say, I wonder if the Mavs could get up to four. I don't know if that's what people want, because you want to stay out of the side of the bracket that Denver will be on if you think they're going to end up winning the West outright, but I think four is conceivable.
I was trying to look at Sacramento to see how streaky they've been throughout the season, and earlier in the year they were. I'll take you to January. They had lost four games in a row in mid-January, then came back and won four games in a row, and one of those wins was at Dallas. But from that point on, you know, you can see my computer here, Kevin. They're pretty, like, win one, lose one, win two, lose two, like, I was just wanting to see, like, when they play bad, like they did last night, because the Mavs played great. Like, do they start going into, like, because we've seen the Mavs, very streaky.
Yes.
They made the trades, can't lose, come back from the All-Star break, beat Phoenix, and then can't win for 2 weeks. And then now it seems like they can't lose. So I was just trying to look at Sacramento and just get an idea on how streaky of a team are they when they have a bad game. And I would say most of the time they bounce back. They do have a couple of – last time they lost two games in a row was February 26th and 28th to Miami and then at Denver. But it seems like after they've lost in the month of March, at least, the next game they have won. I'm not saying the Mavs are going to lose, but I think this is going to be a really tough game because it just seems like to me, even in the playoffs, when a team gets blown out at home, it just they flip the script the next game. And I'm hoping I'm wrong on that. I'm hoping Dallas wins another one. I'm looking at Sacramento. I know we're talking about the Mavs.
Okay.
But let's just say, let's just say we lose that game and we lose the tiebreaker. Their schedule then is Utah, pretty easy game. LA, not as hard right now because of their injuries. At New York, tough game. At Boston, tough game. At Brooklyn, easy game. At Oklahoma City, tough game. Versus New Orleans, tough game. Versus Phoenix, tough game. And then versus Portland, easy game to finish. So they have
a tough schedule.
They have a tougher schedule. So if you do lose Friday, and we'll find that out later in the week, and you don't hold the tiebreaker, you do have a little bit of an easier schedule than they do.
The thing that I was looking at there is I've got the Mavericks. I think I said this a while back. I think they finish at 49 wins. I look at that Kings schedule, and I'm like, 48 or 49 wins. So it's not hard to figure out how Friday could be a huge pivot point for both of them.
I have them at 5 more wins, which gets them to 47. So I'm just going to say you better get to 48. And I'll just real quick, I'll say Dallas just because they split. They beat Utah. They beat the Clippers right now because of their injuries. They beat Brooklyn. They win one of the three, Oklahoma City, New Orleans, Phoenix, and then they win the Portland game. And that gives them 5 more wins, right?
I think that might have been 6.
That might have been 6. You better get to 49 or your life comes to an end against the Sacramento Kings in the tiebreaker.
That might be a bit dramatic. Okay.
Did it not feel like to you he wanted me to up it up a little bit?
He wanted
like,
you to go to 12 like, more wins.
Yeah.
No, I just thought you counted to 6 instead of 5.
1, 2, 3, 4, yeah, I counted to 6.
Mike, I just want to let you know, we were trying on hats
over
there.
Why does he
do
that?
Well,
listen,
we were trying on hats over there.
Did I say it mean?
And I was trying to figure out which sizes were bigger than which. And one of our Tolos, it seems like, he was like, you guys having problems with fractions? And I was like, Kevin's not. I definitely am. Kevin, he will correct your fractions very quickly.
We're at Rally House in Mansfield. Yeah.
Actually, I said while we're at Rally House here trying on hats, I was like, hey, Kevin, is this 7 3/8? And he pulled a red marker out and was like, I'm gonna give you a big X on that one.
Well, because you said, is 7 3/8 bigger or smaller than 7 3/4?
Mm-hmm.
And my response
both of them have threes in them.
I feel like you should know that.
It just makes us feel bad.
Yeah,
because
I feel like you should.
He's
know
a
that.
Math wizard. He's the wizard of math.
Dude, I didn't get it then, and so it never stuck.
By the way, since we're at Rally House,
that's
I'd
be a terrible teacher.
I've been eyeing this t-shirt.
Dummy.
Texas speed bump, and it's a picture of an armadillo on the
That's an
armadillo.
Nope. I stopped myself. I feel like you entrapped me there. I feel like you entrapped me. And that was like, nope, don't do it.
The song is I Want to Go Home with the Armadillo, not Home with the Amarillo.
Do you think the song is Armadillo by Morning?
Yeah.
Armadillo by Morning.
Have you guys ever ran over an armadillo?
I don't think so.
No, but I've seen them.
Yeah, they die.
My father-in-law, frequently has armadillos in his pool. They love his swimming pool. Yeah, they go jump and they swim around in his pool all the time.
They look like big rats with a shell to me.
Mm-hmm.
Are they just a possum with a shell? Did a possum find a shell?
Mm-hmm.
Like, all these possums all found shells?
In Texas.
Yeah, man, you don't know how many shells there are.
That is true.
Yeah, instead of playing possum, they play armadillo.
Mm-hmm. So, Kevin, you asked yesterday how many of these on this 5-game road trip, how many the Mavs could win, and I said 5-0. How are you feeling now that they took one from the Kings? Are you feeling like, you know what? Hey, this could be still 4, because I did settle in at 4-1.
I think 4-1 is still feasible. Don't look.
That's a tough road trip, man.
You're right, but I don't want to take away from what you're saying. They're 2-0.
Mm-hmm.
They need to win 3 more. It's just another one against Sacramento. Houston has been on effing fire, and then finish up against Golden State. If they go 4-1, I will be fine.
Yeah, and on that drive down,
we need
Sengun
to come back. He's their cancer.
And then they'll start losing.
Yeah,
again.
Somebody texted
That's
yesterday, Mike, and they were like, Jalen Green is going off because obviously of the kid situation that he's got going on there. But that's a different story for a different day.
Well, I mean, didn't we interview a cowboy who had a similar situation?
And how'd that go?
Yes, and
they changed the rules for him to be better.
good Lord. If you remember who that was, text in. But I'll tell you the exchange we had on the other half. We spoke with somebody from the Cowboys and said, hey, did you know blah, blah, blah? And he goes, hey, don't say that on air. And I said,
Too late.
He said it on air. And I think his response was, F. And that was pretty much the end of our exchange.
That guy still likes working with us.
Yes,
so it's okay.
Yes, he does. But that was a true interaction. Now, Corey, you seemed intrigued when I brought up the idea of winning a trip to Slovenia.
I have always wanted to go to Slovenia.
I want to go with you.
All right. Then me and Mike are going to Slovenia.
Guys trip. Slovo.
If it's during baseball season, can you do it, or does it have to be?
No, I'm out during baseball season.
Okay, all right. We'll work it out then.
All right. You need to answer these trivia questions.
Gotcha.
What is
Luca.
What? No. No.
Luca's mom.
No.
Luca's dad.
Europe.
Okay, next. Next question. Correct. Next question.
Luca's best friend.
What is Daniel Gafford's record for consecutive made field goal attempts?
34.
Ooh, here are your options. 27.
Nope.
29.
Nope.
33. 36.
Jose Canseco.
It's C or D.
Jose Canseco, 33.
Okay. Next question.
Was I right or wrong?
That is correct.
Okay.
Who holds the Mavs single game assist record? Is it
Scott Skiles.
It's not Scott Skiles. Why don't you just wait till I give you the options?
Give me the options.
Derek Harper, Jason Terry, Dirk Nowitzki, or Scott Skiles. No, I'm just kidding. Or Jason Kidd.
Ooh. Did you say Jason Kidd twice?
No, Derek Harper.
You said Jason Terry.
Jason Terry.
I'm going to go with Kidd.
Who was the first one?
It's Harper, Kidd.
Harper. I'm going to go with Derek Harper.
Well, I can only answer one time.
Okay, answer.
What can you guys?
Well, obviously now we're competing.
Oh, you're trying to win this trip live on air right now? Okay, hold on one second.
Oh, we actually are. I thought this was just you goofing off.
Hold on. Hold on, Kevin. I got this.
Who'd you guess?
It was Jason Kidd.
Jason Kidd. Kidd. It is Jason Kidd 25.
He's not going
in
to
1996.
Slovenia. He's not going. He picked Derek Harper.
Why'd you pick Derek Harper?
That's what you said.
Are we going off what I'm saying?
Yeah.
How many rebounds did
Who grew up knowing the whole 1988 Dallas Mavericks? The bench was Steve Alford.
Okay, and when I said, so what are we picking? You
Blob.
Go, I don't know.
I thought we were asking Slovenia trivia questions. Yeah, I don't even know where Slovenia is.
Yeah, I went and studied up on Slovenia last night because of this.
It's small. And it has Luka. That's what I know about it.
How many?
And I root for them over the United States of America when they play basketball.
How many rebounds did Luka record in his debut game with the Mavs? Oh, 5, 7. How are you going to be like, I know everything about 1980s basketball, and I love Luka. Well, how many rebounds did Luka get? I don't know.
Was it Jim Falmer?
No. Hey, it's 5, 7, 8, or 10.
8.
Yeah, I'll go with you.
I only had like 10 points.
That is correct.
Yeah, he almost had a triple-double that game.
It was against Phoenix, DeAndre Ayton, number one pick.
Mm-hmm. They lost 121 to 100 in that game.
Oh, you haven't pulled up.
What school did Derek Lively play college basketball at?
Dukey.
North Carolina.
No, that is wrong.
That's where he should have gone.
Duke is the correct answer. Guys.
You screwed up.
We got.
I was 4 for 4.
Why didn't you choose? Hold on. Where is this so I can do it?
Let's
be it. If you go to DallasMavericks.com, by the way, the leader right now got all 4 of them right in a total of 1.7 seconds.
Yeah, it's Luka. Or Luka's mom.
Or somebody in Mavs PR.
Okay. Fair.
Because those are all Mavs questions. We were studying up on Slovenia.
I can't go anyways. It's probably during Mavs offseason.
Okay. Well, we're entered. If we win,
Sounds like we're going to lose.
Yeah.
It took us a long time to answer questions.
1.7 seconds? No way.
You just hit the button really quick.
That's no way,
just
dude.
Think, the questions are the same. If you go back, for our listening audience, if you go back to DallasMavericks.com, the questions are the same.
Yeah, but even
remember
clicking,
the answers.
I can't move my finger on the pad that fast, dude. I can't do that.
You can move your hand that fast.
Just reading the questions takes 3 seconds.
What? You know the questions.
They're in the same order?
Yes.
That's interesting.
Slovenia, huh?
That is not the first. Oh, my God. We're the KNC masterpiece right here on 105.
You guys want to see Kevin throw his headset today?
We are live at Rally House in
Mansfield. Jory Epstein tomorrow at 9 a.m.
Let's
go. Sean and RJ getting work done. Coming up next, opening day is tomorrow, so we begin our newest segment. Basics, baseball basics. If you have questions about baseball,
how do you feel the
that
ground
you
ball?
Always wanted to know
with your feet.
That no,
your feet first.
God help us with this segment next, right here on the Fan.
I said it right.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first 3 orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s?
It's better over here.
Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... you deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame...
Two more.
You deserve this ice-cold reward. Modelo, the Markable Fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
The 3-1. And that ball is hit high and deep into right field. Tucker going back. He's at the wall. He leaps. And it is gone. Nathaniel Lowe with a two-run home run. He puts Texas into double figures. It's 10-2.
KNC Masterpiece back here on 105.3 The Fan. We are live from Rally House in Mansfield, where the prevailing wisdom is everyone is pumped for opening day tomorrow, which is very exciting. So with
it's
that,
all Rangers right now, baby.
I love it. With that in mind, we're going to trot out our brand new segment, Basics Baseball Basics.
All right.
Now, I have a couple of questions, but we've already gotten several people texting in their own questions. I like this question because we said there is no question that is too dumb for us. From the 903, why are the parts of an inning called the top and the bottom?
I don't 100% know, but if you look at a scoreboard, the visiting team is on top,
okay,
and the home team is on the bottom. So
that makes
I'm
sense.
Assuming way back when you would say, well, this is the top of the inning. We're going to put the score on the top of the scoreboard for this team, and on the bottom of the chalkboard, we're going to put the score on the bottom. That's the best way I can that's the best way I could possibly explain it.
Why do hitters choke up on the bat, particularly with two strikes?
For a little bit more bat control, I would say it's rarer, but I've noticed Wyatt Lankford does most of the time with two strikes, but the other day he didn't. So now I'm a little bit confused. I'm like, so did somebody tell you not to? Do you decide against certain pitchers you do, but against other pitchers you don't? So that's something to look for with Wyatt Lankford. A lot of guys, I'll say Brett Boone, who comes on, I don't know if he's coming on this year with Sean and RJ, but last year he'd come on with Sean and RJ. He was a guy who would choke up.
He was on this morning with Sean and RJ.
Okay, yep. So he would choke up. He would stand on top of the plate almost and then choke up with two strikes. So he definitely had a different approach, a different place he was standing, and would choke up on the bat. I think I say back in the old days, let's just say the 80s and 90s, you would see more guys possibly choke up with two strikes and before that. Now you don't see it as much because power means so much. You do at times – maybe take away a little bit of power. In fact, when Evan Carter yesterday, I showed you guys, he was he doesn't choke up on a bat. He just has a counterweight on the bottom of his bat. It's a 1 ounce counterweight to give you a little bit flatter swing. I have no clue what he's going to use tomorrow in the game. But if he's not using that, only my opinion, I don't know this, I'm wondering if they want him to elevate the ball more on his swing, which would take a little bit of a flatter path away. I don't know this. I think he was just seeing what it would be like for the last two exhibition games to see if he'd want to switch during the season. But choking up on the bat is just a little bit more bat control. Sometimes I'll answer another question they're not even asking. Kind of playing pepper. And somebody's like, what the crap did you just say playing pepper?
Yes.
Pepper is a game that's rarely played anymore. If you went to Arlington Stadium, they would say no pepper on the field. And I was like, man, I love jalapenos. And what it meant was, this is what I was thinking.
I know.
But it's just a game where a guy tosses you the ball and you usually choke up on the bat and you try to hit a ground ball. If you hit the ball in the air and that person catches the ball, or the people, usually there's like a group of five guys, you lose the bat. The person who caught the ball now gets to hit.
Okay.
And their job is to, you can throw, you can't throw hard and you got to throw something hittable. But if you get a swing and a miss, they're done with the bat too. So you're trying to control the ball to different guys and make sure you're hitting it on the ground playing pepper. So at times choking up on the bat is more a little bit of a pepper at bat.
If take this pen, Kevin, I know you write funny. But if I'm gonna write from here, I don't have the same control as if I shorten it and I write from the tip.
Yeah.
So I mean, very similar,
like,
to just having more control over it.
Ask Corey the questions. He's better at this than
I am. That was a good analogy, right?
I played baseball.
You're better. Mm-hmm. He used a pen and just showed you, and all I did was talk.
From the 406.
Pepper's a great that was a great use of that though.
From the 406, you guys have had Jamie Moyer on the show. He threw slow. Greg Maddux, he said that he threw slower when he was in a jam. Why is MLB obsessed with the speed gun? Or is it just harder than it seems to make a career on control and change of pace?
Great question. One, there's not a perfect answer to this, but you can usually, not always, you can usually make more mistakes with your location the harder you throw. The harder you throw, at times, you don't have to have as good of off-speed stuff. Now, that's a very general way of talking. You can look at whoever it is. Aroldis Chapman throws 102 at times from the left side. If he got in bad counts and he threw the ball down the middle, it didn't matter that he threw the ball 103 miles an hour or whatever, you know, obviously up to 106 when he was with Cincinnati.
Yeah.
So it's a great question, but they just feel like the harder you throw, the harder it is to hit. I will say this. I think Dane Dunning, one of the reasons that he does so well in today's game is he's rare. Who is the Dane Dunning? I'd have to go through all the teams in our own division. Who has a starting pitcher who throws 90 miles an hour, sinks it, now is going to try to fork it a little bit, and then slide it? So if I look at him, I go, wow, he's rare. Me personally, I like having variance in my rotation. I don't want them to see the same guy, different number.
Yeah.
So what is same guy, different number? Well, that means if that dude's 6'5", throwing 98, four seamers, and then a slider and a changeup, and then my next guy coming in the next day is 6'4", right-handed, throwing mid to high 90s with a slider and a split finger. Well, maybe it's a little bit different because it's a split, but I'm pretty much seeing the same guy, different number.
And you might have the tempo down already.
Right.
Or the pace,
so the more you see the same speed, the easier it gets.
Do from the 817, do players get paid weekly, bi-weekly, once a month? Do they get paid for spring training? That is a very interesting question.
Spring training is weekly. It's a small amount of money for major leaguers. During the season, you get paid on the 1st and 15th.
Just like a lot of other jobs.
But it's for 6 months. If you have a long-term contract, you can negotiate a yearly salary, which obviously, like, easy math. If I make $12 million a year, that's $1 million a paycheck.
Right.
I'm getting 12 paychecks during the season for 6 months. So, obviously, there's a lot of taxes and everything. The government likes their money a lot.
They really do. I've been told in the future, not anymore, though. We'll get more of that money back. That's
good.
What I'm being told.
Oh, neat.
But you can ask if you'd want to cut it to $500,000 and get it paid over a year, which obviously a team wants that. The longer they keep the money,
yeah,
the more money they can make off of that money.
And that's what Jess would do as a teacher, too. Is
just to make sure there was money coming in. Because if you think about it, I'm trying to take a guy, Jordan Montgomery, for example. He might have been, I guess he wasn't nervous. He did get $25 million. He's set up for life with just this one contract. But you do go, if you don't make the playoffs, October through March, making $0.
But can you... This is a very tough part of it. Can you explain the per diem?
Per diem has changed a lot lately.
Per diem would be amazing. Like the MLB per diem, it would be like life changing.
It used to be, I will say, anywhere from about $75 to $100 a day on the road you got for per diem. That being said, you used to have to pay the clubby $50 a day because they are cleaning your shoes, cleaning, obviously, your laundry, making sure everything is nice, making sure that you have food before the game, food after the game, food during the game, all the snacks that you'd want. So you're paying a majority of your per diem to the clubby. But that has changed. And not 2022, but the one before that, the collective bargaining agreement, they changed it to where you get a small amount of per diem, but you also are not paying clubhouse dues. The clubby, I think, now makes just a yearly salary from the team.
Okay, all right, that's nice.
They used to make a salary, too, don't get me wrong.
But it's a better salary.
But the kids now...
The MLB players fought for the clubbies, too. That's awesome.
Yeah, but, well, they wanted it the same way. I think they felt like they... I don't know.
Okay.
I'll say I don't know, but that would be... I'd have to ask a current player. Max Scherzer would answer that in a hurry because he's been a player rep forever.
Okay.
This one comes with the opinion built in from the 214. Can you explain why idiots boo the out-of-town pitcher for throwing over to first base?
No, I think it's just people don't know.
Well, because you want your guy to steal the base too, right?
Yeah, and I guess they feel like you're wasting time.
You're wasting
time,
my time right now. He's you know, he's stalling. He's stalling. In the movie For Love of the Game, he does throw over to first, and then everybody's like, boo. And he's like, look, I'm stalling. Everybody knows I'm stalling. Everybody here knows what I'm doing.
Another one off of this. I'm going to make sure that I'm on Zoom right now. If you're on Twitch or YouTube, congratulations. If you're not, I don't know what you're doing. Probably driving or something. But they yell balk when a guy does a move to second base and doesn't throw it. You don't have to throw it to second base.
Or third.
But you have an inside move and a spin move. So real quick, what is an inside move? An inside move is I'm going to stay inside my body here. I am going to lift my leg. I know that didn't sound right, but I'm going to lift my leg, and then I'm going to turn this way. I'm staying inside. A spin move is when I turn my feet and go this way. So you work on inside moves and spin moves. Obviously, you have to.
So a spin move is kind of like a travel, it sounds like a
little bit. A spin move is a quick, not in the NBA today. Hell, they'll give you three more steps after you just do those two.
I saw Luka take like 7 steps recently.
But the only thing you can't do is I can lift my leg. I can't hold. People will be like, why wouldn't you? This would be smart, right? Why wouldn't you lift your leg, look at the runner, and just hold there and be like, okay, he's not going, and now go. Because I'm in a good balance position. I can push really hard and throw the ball hard. You have to have a consistent movement when you lift your leg. I can't lift my leg and then hold and then go with a runner on base. I can do it with nobody on base, but I can't do it like you'll see Nasty Nestor Cortez for the Yankees do all kinds of crazy stuff. You can't do that crazy stuff with a runner on base because you have to have a consistent movement or it's a balk.
From the 806, because you've talked about this part before, but I think a lot of people will find it illuminating. Do you have an unlimited supply of equipment? Do you get fined if you lose, like, batting gloves or cleats or whatever?
You have contracts with – I had a Rawlings contract and a Reebok contract. So you go through your agent. I mean, I also knew my rep. The rep with Rawlings was my dad's roommate in Venezuela.
Oh, neat.
So, like, I'm forgetting his name right now. Great guy. He lives out in L.A., and he still works for Rawlings to this day. But what you do is you call up your agent. I was talking to Kirby Yates in the clubhouse on Monday, and he has a red glove, a blue glove, and I think a black glove. So he has 3 gloves in his locker, and he's like, I was like, is it like luck, like when one goes bad? And he's like, I got them for like color coding. So when they wear blue, he wants to wear a blue glove. If they wear the red hat, he wants to wear the red glove. But he's like, the blue glove isn't broken in where I want it to yet.
Gotcha.
So what you do is you just call up your guys, and then same with bats. You call up your
either belts.
That's new
because Evaldi had a different belt than everybody else.
It used to be everybody had to wear the same color belt. That was team issued.
And Wash used to wear like a leather black belt. He was just like, yep.
And
like a dress belt.
It used to be this: when you make the major leagues, you could wear a leather belt. In the minor leagues, you had to wear the elastic belt whatever they call it. You know. And you're just like, I can't wait to get to the majors.
Essentially the child belt is what they're saying.
Yeah, I can't wait till I get to the majors and get the real leather belt. But now you can wear a different color belt. It doesn't have to match the team colors or anything. You just wear whatever you want. So people do have custom belts now.
There are a lot more questions. We will need to bring this back at another point. By the way, Derek Holland will be in studio with us all day tomorrow.
Because he played, obviously, won a lot longer than me, was a lot better than me, and recently played. Maybe we re-ask the question on per diem because he might have been in
That's
the majors
idea.
When it all changed.
Coming up next, it's time for Gridiron Gravy. Which NFL coach is living in a van down by the river?
Belichick?
No. Oh. We'll talk about it next, live from Rally
you
House.
You can see it,
in
right?
Mansfield on 105.
I met a guy recently who told me that he spends roughly $250,000 a month. I talked to another person recently who made $50 million at the age of 30. What do you do with that money? How do you spend it? How do you not spend it? What do you invest in? If you meet a rich person, these are questions everyone wants to know, but you're too embarrassed to ask. That's the whole premise of MoneyWise. We talk to real people who have made a significant amount of money, and we ask them all about their finances. My name's Sam Parr, and the podcast is called MoneyWise. That's one word, MoneyWise. You can find MoneyWise wherever you get your podcasts.
Be the fan.
4-man rush on 3rd and 25. Out of the pocket, McCarthy keeps the play alive. Long throw across the field. He drops it in. Failing Baldwin to the house. 69 yards.
KNC Masterpiece back here on 105 Through the Fan. We are live at Rally House in Mansfield. Man, this has already been a super fun day. Like, People are shopping, but there's been so many people that have stopped by to talk about opening day, to talk about the show, their awesome Tolos, Twolos. It's really cool to see all the people, and thank you guys for listening and following along with us.
All the ladies have been checking Kevin out. I am not high, all right?
Taken. Is that what you're curious
Mike,
about?
I am not
Hold
stoned.
On. Pause that.
Okay.
Let me ask you something, Mike. If somebody showed up to work with red eyes and the first thing they told you was, I am not high, don't you think that would kind of set off a red flag a little bit?
They've been red for a long time.
I have a deal. With the
Your show starts at 2 o'clock.
With the trustedlab.com. It's CBD. It doesn't get you high.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Mm-hmm.
They take out the THC.
Okay.
Is that the letters?
I feel like you should know that.
You're the one with the deal, Mike. So.
Well, I'm not a marijuana expert, okay? But
that might not be in your next commercial.
But it's good for you. The CBD is solid.
Yes.
I always want to say THJ, but that's Tim Hardaway Jr.
That is correct.
Two different things.
You know.
Tim Hardaway Jr. is not in marijuana.
He was 8 for 14. He was high. He was getting high last night on his 3.
Oh, my God.
I'm not high.
Do you have pink eye?
I have a form of pink eye, yes.
Oh, no.
This isn't the form where I wipe my butt and accidentally got some on the
eye.
Yeah, no.
Yeah.
Somebody
farted in your face.
There's no other way to get it.
I have a cold, and with this cold comes allergic conjunctivitis, which is pink eye.
Oh,
and
no.
So I'm dealing with that right now. That's why if Tolos come out here, I'm not high-fiving and doing it. That's why earlier I said no knuckleballs, and then I knuckleballs you because I felt bad. But wash your hands.
With your hand you rubbed your eye with?
Yeah, with the hand I rubbed my eye with.
Crap,
yeah.
Don't
keep your hands with your eyes, Mike!
Oh, sorry.
So I am dealing with a little bit, like I'm a little sick. I went to sleep at 5:30 p.m. yesterday and woke up at 7 this morning.
That sounds awesome.
And it was one of those moments where Adrian, like our whole, all the flooring in our house is being replaced right now. And all the noise, all the kids were in our room, and Adrian said, you slept right through everything.
Congratulations.
And so I'm here. I'm fighting through it because I love you guys and I love Rally House.
Thank you.
And I'll wear my sunglasses for the rest
of the
show.
I love your hat too. My hat got left in Arizona. It was a spring training tragedy.
I was told one Brandon Hurtado may show up today. So I was
informed
that is a possibility.
Well, they're close to here. Arlington.
So, yeah. So there you go.
All right. Are you guys ready?
For?
Some gridiron gravy?
Yeah, man, it's football time.
Well, you've probably noticed. They didn't play the music.
Good. Congratulations.
You've probably noticed that there hasn't been as much football talk lately. There we go. But I did want to bring this up since we played the highlight of J.J. McCarthy. Did you see that DraftKings moved J.J. McCarthy from 25-1 to 5-1 to be the second pick in the draft?
No, who did that happen to last year where things got crazy?
Yes.
But it didn't end
up
happening.
Was that Anthony Richardson?
It might have been.
Because I feel like his odds shrunk dramatically. And Jaden Daniels is still the favorite to be the second pick, but that's a big change from 25-5-1.
Well, all right. J.J. McCarthy it is. Mac Jones it up, brother.
Now, you guessed it was Bill Belichick, Corey. Bill Belichick, I do have a note for you. There's a report out that says he's telling networks he's not going to be part of a regular studio show. So not to say that he wouldn't show up periodically, but he's not going to be one of their regulars. No, it is Jim Harbaugh who is Chris Farley-ing it up and living in a van down by the river.
I found a Jim Harbaugh card in my card collection as I was going through them the other day, and I was like, not worth anything, but that's Bobby's favorite coach. So I'm going to give that card to Bobby.
I think you should. That's delightful.
I have plenty of those. You can have them all.
So over
whole bunch of score worthless cards.
So didn't Baker do this too up in Cleveland,
yes,
where he rented like a mobile home and all the court? It was the quarterback club.
Now that is correct.
And they still lost.
For Harbaugh, he had a garage sale and
with his khakis, Hagers or whatever.
I don't know if he was just selling off khakis. And now
they're not Hagers. He gets them at Walmart. So I don't know if Hagers at Walmart or not.
Now he said since getting the job in January when he's in L.A., he's been living in an RV. And then he pointed out that their offensive coordinator is also in an RV, but he has a better RV than Harbaugh. How can that be?
Why? Okay, hold on. Why, though? Well, he can't get a house. He had all the money at Michigan, and he can't buy a house?
I don't think it's that he can't. Listen to how happy he is. I'm not as fancy, but my Ford motor coach hits me just right. It's been awesome. And then he downgrades it and said, yeah, it's been good. I go back there. It's a good time to think. And then he upgrades it again. It's just been great.
It would be awesome to – it would be a great time to think at a house too, right? Like, wouldn't that be a good place to think?
That's fair.
I'm not trying to take shots at people that live in RVs, all right? And because I've looked at it before and been like, this could be a fun life, man. This could be a lot
of
fun.
That is what Jess wants to do when we retire.
Oh, wow. Yeah. Okay, if I want to get divorced, that's the way that I should go.
Oh, no. Yeah. Is that what Sue's told
against
you? It?
Yeah, she's against that in minivans.
Okay.
I heard that on when Mike was doing the game the other night. Dave Raymond
Bochy rented a minivan for this week because his whole family's here, and he was bragging about it and how awesome it is, but he's been a truck guy, but he's renting a minivan for a week, and it's been awesome. But we had that conversation when we had three little kids, and my wife, like, refused. She was like, I am out on minivans.
Okay. Adrian's the same way.
That is going to be the inspiration for a segment, because I talked about this with Jess. My sister-in-law, they have four kids. She said she was never going to be a minivan person, and now she's like, these are the most convenient things in the world. So the question is going to be, what were you against? But then you got into it and you're like, oh yeah, no, this is the way to go.
This is why Adrian always demanded a third row vehicle. She was just like, well, we'll just get a third row. Well, that's why we're in what we're in right now. And we still get arguments, Kevin. The kids still argue who gets to sit behind mom.
Sure.
You know why? Because I take up all the legroom when I drive.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
All right. Did you see that they did, in fact, move the trade deadline back a week? We talked about it. They talked about having it after week 10, but there was another proposal that pushed for week 9, which would be a week later than usual.
It. Hey, you know what? Cowboys are all in on the trade deadline.
Well, here's what's going to be fun just for this first one. The trade deadline is going to be on, I believe, November 5th, 2024, which is also the presidential election day.
Yeah, let's go.
Jerry's out.
Of the election?
I don't think so.
He's for Donald Trump. He made that clear a few years ago.
Man, I don't want to talk about that interview again.
It's fun.
I thought he
it
said
wasn't
he,
fun for
I thought
me.
He said he gave money to both parties.
No, he did not.
I don't know one way or another. All I remember is he goes, let me tell you something right now.
Where he was like, if anybody can get rid of COVID.
No, that was a different one. That was another different one. There are a lot of them. He goes, I'll tell you right now, if the Republicans were in charge, this never would have happened. And I was like, son of a gun.
Was that when you asked a different question?
Yes, it was. And that's when Mike went around telling everyone I was going to be on Tucker Carlson. And Spittle said they got a call from the Republican National Committee. I was like, no, you didn't. Shut up.
Would that be like a, would you do it? Would you show up to the Republican National Committee and give a speech?
Is there just like a building that's called that?
I don't know.
I don't want to give a speech.
Like, what if it's the rally? What's it called? What's the Republican
convention?
The convention.
Yeah.
Yeah, the convention. Would
at
you
the
show
convention
up and
center.
Speak?
Yeah, and I would just talk about the show. I would show up, and I would be like, 10 a.m. to 2 p.m., 105.3 The Fan, download the Odyssey app, hit us up on Twitch. I wouldn't talk about anything. There's a huge audience. That gets broadcast on all kinds of channels.
I do. I say, this is a really easy job. Who's going to pay me the most money to vote for what?
Or I'd put an empty chair out there and be like, where?
What am I supposed to vote for? You're giving me money, and I vote for it.
Hey, I guess I can't pivot to that story. That story's tough. All right, let's talk about streaming services. Amazon, as we've talked about, is getting the wild card game in 2025. But did you see that Peacock will broadcast the Eagles Week 1 game live from Brazil? I don't believe they've announced that opponent just yet, but Peacock, good job.
I hope Vin Diesel's there to kick it off, and he just kind of stands there and goes, Brazil, and everybody goes nuts and everything.
That's
from a Fast movie, Mike.
Do you anticipate that happening?
Isn't Pele from Brazil?
He's no longer with us. He died.
Who's the next?
What? The next what?
Pele represented Brazil. We have to have somebody represent Brazil in this.
So your question is, after Pele died, which wasn't today, who's the next representing Brazil?
Oscar.
Neymar?
Marcelo. It could be Neymar. Yeah, it could be the
They Hulk. Don't have any football players. Yeah. They have soccer players. Yeah. We can't represent them with a Brazilian soccer. I mean, it's Brazilian soccer, yeah, but football player. They don't like football. They like football.
So there you go, I guess.
Hey.
That's great.
That's football nuggets.
Shut up, Mike. Shut up.
Take those nuggets.
Shut
up. Pass them like a football.
Coming up next. I don't know if I'm allowed to just shout in public places like.
Dude, there's Kevin, I found a bat, a mini bat over there. You want me to bring it over?
Yeah, fly it on an airplane. See how that goes. I told you guys.
No, unfortunately, Mike Bassett couldn't broadcast tonight. There was an incident at his radio job. We're the KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. Coming up next, what are the national experts saying about the Rangers' record, playoff potential, and more in 2024? We'll do that next, live from Rally House, where I'm screaming in Mansfield on 105.3 The Fan. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/AcrossAmerica.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Left 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I met a guy recently who told me that he spends roughly $250,000 a month. I talked to another person recently who made $50 million at the age of 30. What do you do with that money? How do you spend it? How do you not spend it? What do you invest in? If you meet a rich person, these are questions everyone wants to know, but you're too embarrassed to ask. That's the whole premise of MoneyWise. We talk to real people who have made a significant amount of money, and we ask them all about their finances. My name's Sam Parr, and the podcast is called MoneyWise. That's one word, MoneyWise. You can find MoneyWise wherever you get your podcasts.